Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City of Gillette seeks input on the comprehensive plan via online survey. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Monday night, the Gillette City Council and city staff met to discuss the launch of the process to create a comprehensive plan for the future of the City of Gillette. To help spearhead the process, the city is seeking input from the community to help identify the important areas Gillette can grow, improve, and change. According to the press release from the City Public Affairs Office, earlier this year, Council approved a professional services agreement with Verdinity Inc. to create a new comprehensive plan for the city. The purpose of the plan is to provide an overall snapshot of the community today and a vision for the future to be used to direct policy, budgeting, and other decision making. Verdinity representatives visited Gillette during the week of October 2nd to officially kick off the comprehensive plan process. Development of the plan will occur over the next several months and will include land use assessment, fiscal analysis, growth scenarios, action planning, and public engagement. The online survey consists of 14 questions and should take no longer than 10 minutes to complete. Results will be discussed in upcoming meetings and used to set a baseline and priorities for the planning process. The online survey will be available to the public until November 15th. To learn more about the development of the comprehensive plan and to find the link to the online survey, visit plangillette.com. State Commission to consider bus barn need. Members of the School Facilities Commission will consider at a regular meeting this week in Cheyenne whether or not the Campbell County Transportation Facility truly warrants money for repairs. The Gillette News Record reported David Bartlett, Campbell County School District Associate Superintendent for Instructional Support, said he was told last Thursday the School Facilities Commission will be hearing a report about the Transportation Department's inadequacies at its regular meeting. The report comes as a part of a new rules process where districts can deem a building inadequate, triggering a most cost-effective determination versus a study. School board trustees voted at the end of August to deem both Campbell County High School and the bus barn as inadequate, meaning the facilities themselves impede the school and bus barn from providing services to students in line with state guidelines. Bartlett told the Gillette News Record, "It's the first time they've done this, so I believe from what I've been told, commissioners will have something kind of like a hearing. The information is presented, and they decide whether they truly believe there's an issue. Commissioners setting aside design money for the bus barn would be the best case scenario." Bartlett said of the meeting, "In a perfect world, they would be allocating design and construction money. If I can get design, I can at least get the work started." Commissioners will meet for informational topics on Thursday and a business meeting on Friday in Cheyenne. Their recommended budget moves on to the Select Committee on School Facilities that has a meeting tentatively set for October 23rd through the 24th. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.